Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frisk, Top 11 Week. To correct something I said, actually, when it started investigating, the Buss family does not own Crypto.com Arena. AEG, who is a concert promoter, owns Crypto.com Arena. So, I don't know.
I was just going to call you out on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just started texting.
Of course not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so my guess is closer to $11 billion than $14 billion. But that would be my guess.
Yeah, still a lot.
On the Lakers. Still a lot of money. Yeah. The Celtics were about $7 billion. So, all right, Jack, let's get to it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
First off, let me say this. I'm already looking forward to Top 11 Week next year.
No.
It's starting to become an annual thing around here.
Yeah.
Come on, man. We had double our listener participation this year, which is great.
Yep.
Hotly contested between all the shows this week.
Well, the shows need it.
Well, it finally, again, no more thank yous, which is disappointing.
Yeah.
But last year, the morning show acted like it didn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
is
incredibly disappointing.
Yep.
Gilio didn't know what he was doing with the midday show.
Yep.
And now this year, it felt like everyone was like, you know what? We might as well.
Yep.
We might as well.
Yeah. And for all you writers out there that don't have anything to write about, you're welcome to.
Exactly.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well,
whatever
I love
you need.
Sigh. Here's my top 11 list.
Yeah. So,
oh, weird. You happen to be doing top 11 for no reason whatsoever. Wonder why.
Maybe that's why I did 11 instead of 10. Maybe that's the secret genius of the top 11 list. So we know that it's specific to us.
Yes.
Everyone
I thought that was the genius of it.
No, it was.
We were talking
about it in a meeting last year that we wanted to do a list, and And Rod's like, hey, Midday Show does top 10 stuff sometimes. And I was like, all right, top 11 then.
Right.
That's all
anything
it was.
Anything not to be the Midday Show.
Yeah, that was our top 11.
Oh, okay.
Once again.
Yep.
Checkers on this show.
Yep.
Always. So I took a crack at predicting next year's top 11.
Okay.
Here are the top 11, top 5. Number 11 is Jared McCain.
Ooh.
Jared McCain will sneak into the top 11 next year. Everyone's bitching about Michkov.
Yeah.
And Jared McCain was a more impressive rookie than Michkov. So, 2-5. 5-9-2.
No, he was
not. He was going to win Rookie of the Year. Congratulations. Michkov was on an all-rookie team, on the bottom three team in the NHL. Knock yourself out. Jesus. You freaking Flyers fans are insane.
Yeah. And McCain at the 16th pick, by the way.
Yeah.
And
you told me he's going to be Steph Curry.
Look, top 12 player potential.
I will not repeat that.
Top 12 player potential.
Right.
Of all time?
No. Of the current. But top. Now, the tough thing for him.
Did you say top 12 in the NBA?
Potential, for sure.
I'm
so high on this kid.
I can tell.
Nah, you're so high.
Yeah, you're so high.
I think.
Got him.
The only thing that would be tough for him this year is I don't think he's going to start.
That would be a problem.
So I think McCain and Grimes will start. But I think McCain ends up with 25 minutes a year, and people are going to love him.
Not to stop your flow.
Great.
But Spike has entered this into the conversation.
Yeah.
What if they take one of the guards?
I think they can play with him. Yeah, I think if they take Edgecombe, he can play with these guys. Okay. He's not going to start, but he can play with these guys. Yeah,
for sure. Oh, you don't think the third pick's going to start either?
No.
Oh, wow.
I'm almost certain the third pick won't start. To start
even
the
if
year,
it's Ace Bailey?
First of all, they're not taking Ace Bailey. And if they take him, they're going to trade him.
He is a bucket. I almost had it in my top 11.
Ace Bailey is not going to start next year. I would be stunned. If Ace Bailey is starting on the Sixers next year, yeah, it means that Joel Embiid is hurt. It means that Joel Embiid's not playing.
Okay.
Ace Bailey ain't ready to start on a contender.
We're going up to get
contender.
Dylan Harper.
Well, the operating is that, that, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
We're going up to get Dylan Harper anyway. Number 10 is where Trey Turner comes in. Left off the list this year.
Damn, still only number 10?
I know. Listen, it was actually, next year's going to be hotly contested as well. We'll see how the Philly season ends up. We'll see how Trey's season ends up.
Uh-huh.
But I think Trey is slowly but surely starting to get back in the good graces of the Philadelphia sports
fan. I'm surprised you got him at 10. I thought he would be higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen, well, let's get to the rest of the list.
Okay.
Number 9 is where I have Quinyon Mitchell. I think Quinyon is going to be CB1 next year. Last year, everyone knows Darius Slay was CB1 and he was CB2. Try to explain that to everyone yesterday. Yep. And I think that next year he really establishes himself as one of the 10 best athletes in Philadelphia. Quinyon Mitchell coming in at number 9.
Okay,
like it.
Number 8 is where I put the offensive line. Because I wanted to have more fun with this list.
8?
There you go.
By the way, 8?
How we drop all the way to 8?
Don't worry about it. I just okay. There could be some kind of fall off. Who's playing right guard?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I don't know who's playing right guard.
Yes.
We'll see. They're also
I don't even know the guy we traded for. I don't even know him. What's his name?
I don't know. Green? I think something Green.
Yes. Yeah. First name starts with a D, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
It'll be steam.
And they were also remarkably healthy last year. Hope they're healthy again.
But 8?
8? 8?
All right.
Number 7's Harper. Come on, man. He's gonna
Harp's only at 7?
Well, again, wait till you hear the top 6.
By the way, Harper's higher this year. We've assuming he is on the list. Well, I mean,
that's a great point.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. Okay. This is where it's concocted in my brain.
That's a great point.
Number 6 is Saquon.
Wow.
I think we have a drop for Saquon next year. I don't think we're going to get 2,000 yards. I think it's going to be more in the still deserving of top 10. I think it's going to be in the 1,400 to 1,500 range.
I'll take it.
And hopefully by design, by the way. Hopefully this is not injury related. Right. But I think Saquon gets a little bit of a drop next year in the top 11.
Okay.
Number 5 is where I put Wheels.
Wheels stays
in the top 5.
All right.
Still great. He's going to finish second in Cy Young again because Skeens is going to win it.
Why is he going to drop? Well, he might not have dropped, so we haven't seen that part. Yeah,
We'll see. Number 4 is where I put Joel Embiid.
Wow!
If he plays 45 to 50 games, he's a lock.
Okay, I agree with that.
Because he's going to dominate, and I think there is a chance he's going to do it. There's a chance he's going to do it. I think it's more than a 50-50 chance. I think that last year, he just has to... It's almost Bryce with the wrist thing. Like, you got a pain tolerance thing. You got to just play.
I think he just has to play. Wow, 4. What a return for Embiid.
Yeah.
Number 3 is where Jaylen comes in. He's going to finish top 5 in MVP voting this year. That's a lock.
This is a setup.
I love it.
The passing game is going to be, he's going to have better passing numbers next year because they're not going to run it as much.
He is setting Jaylen up.
Jaylen's going to be third.
Yeah, okay.
Number 2 is going to be A.J. Brown.
Mm.
Because A.J. Brown's going to have his first, like God season. In Philadelphia.
I know who's number 1 is. That is a crazy number 1.
Number 1's Jalen Carter.
Number 1?
At this time next year, we're going to be talking about Jalen Carter as the best defensive player in football. He's going to be top 3 in defensive player of the year award voting. And, I think it's going to become clear to everyone that are watching the best defensive player we've seen here since Brian Dawkins. Like, I think Jalen Carter next year in what is going to be his contract year because he gets paid after next year, that's the time that he's going to put it all together and we're going to get a full all-pro season from Jalen Carter.
Wow. Jalen Carter, a defensive tackle at number 1.
Dominant. Dominant.
Yeah. Wow. Do you want to give that again real quick? Your top 11 for 2026.
All right. So Jared McCain, 11. 10, Trey Turner. 9, Quinyon Mitchell. 8, the offensive line. 7, Harper. 6, Saquon. 5, Wheeler. 4, Embiid. 3, Jaylen. 2, A.J. Brown. 1, Jaylen Carter.
No return of Maxey.
No return of Maxey.
No return of Maxey. No Bond. Nope.
No Zach Bond. No Cooper DeJean.
No Schwarber.
See,
no
what Schwarber. I would think if Embiid has a good year, Maxey's going to have a good year.
Probably, unless McCain is in there and they put Maxey on the bench.
Wow. Yeah. Whoa.
215.
Where he belongs.
Not happening.
Six man. Been trying to tell you for years.
Yeah.
Check his pay stub.
I know.
Yeah. Well, he's not paid like a six man.
That's what I'm saying. Check that pay stub and tell me he's a six man.
This
Michkov, we'll see if he gets in there. I'm a little annoyed.
I'm surprised you didn't have him in there.
Well, I'm annoyed at the Michkov people. Mostly Devin Caney, who, again.
In front of Zach Willard.
It's insane.
It is. Yeah.
It is insane.
It is.
And Elliot. Mad at Elliot.
Well, yeah.
Still mad. Now we're texting about the Wheeler thing.
He brought up a great point.
Yeah.
That's not true.
He did. You two.
Oh, no.
Well, no, it's okay.
Okay.
Because you kind of agree with me.
Okay.
But you two introduced the idea of putting the offensive line as a collective there.
Yes. I have no problem with it.
But then then I get knocked for it.
Oh, well, I can't.
I get knocked for doing
that's
it.
Seltzer. That's
you're the face
mean?
Of the station. You're the face of the station. What do you want to do? What do you want us to do? Like with great power comes great responsibility.
I'm just saying, you introduced the idea. You convinced me to do it.
We didn't do it. And then we didn't.
I mostly did it.
Yeah, you took Lane as your representative.
Yeah. No, he did. No, he mostly did it. Yeah.
And I had a take.
Yeah. Well, and the morning show, them complaining about I'm a little message because I love the morning show.
Sometimes they need to get a little straight.
Well, it's like this is our thing.
Yeah.
If you, but I can change the we can change the rules whenever we want to.
Yes.
Whatever we say the rules are, that's where the rules are. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
And so. in your
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
insulting me and telling me it was salt and it's a cop-out. You're just mad because you didn't think of doing it.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Grow Stop up. Thinking of side topics and think of content.
Yeah.
One time.
Let's grow up.
And can we break down real quick the Joe to Camera book?
Okay. Wait, hold on. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. No money down. Up to 18 months of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right. So Joe to Camera, following in Fritz's footsteps.
Yet again.
Has a book coming out, comes out September 9th, called Philly Sports, The Best of Philly Sports, Amazing Moments and Stories in Philadelphia Sports History. So I saw this, this book, and the immediate thing I texted to Jack was, is this a kid's book?
Yes.
And it is a kid's book.
It's geared for ages 11 to 16.
Yeah, because I said it either looks
thank
like...
God.
It looks like a book that would either be in like a fifth grade library or in a dentist's office. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That means I don't have to read it?
No.
Okay.
You kidding me? No.
Okay.
So it comes
11
out.
To 16 year old. Okay.
Now, I do think, unlike Jack's book, I do think DeCamera wrote this one.
and who wrote mine?
Well, is Kevin Reavy co-writing this?
No, we combined.
Oh, okay.
We combined. Yeah, DeCamera did all this.
Yeah.
I would assume by himself.
All right, so I have to order this book too?
This is $11 cheaper than mine.
Really?
Then it's 100, also 100 pages less.
Oh, okay. Come on. All right.
It's 100 pages less. He's done checked out everything.
Yeah. It's like, what's this for?
How many pages are full pictures?
Of what?
I don't know, action photos.
Oh, his book?
Yeah, his book.
Oh, I have no idea.
How about yours?
I think they're mixed in throughout.
Okay. Are all the pictures, do they all have you in them?
No. Okay, they're Phillies related.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
God. Try to do one thing.
Yep.
By the way, I think the books are going to be in this week.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Ringthebellbook.com. Yeah. And we have to make sure that it outsells the cameras.
Yes. Oh, without book. Question.
Yeah, yes. Me. Yeah.
Can people still get free shipping and autograph book?
Yeah.
Ringthebellbook.com.
So I'm hoping that when we get the books in, then I'll say we're extending it for 1 week.
Okay.
For all the pre-orders, and then we'll ship them all out.
All right. I better get mine quickly.
Well, I will hand deliver yours.
I want it sent.
No, you don't.
I want
because
it
that's
sent.
My money out of our pockets, and this is no free books, and I'm delivering your book.
Okay. Send it to me.
And Steve, I want mine autographed.
Yeah, I want mine autographed too.
Okay.
By Kevin Reavy. Stephen Trenton, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hi, Spike Fritz. What's going on, my guys?
What's up, dude?
What's up, Steve?
I got a little stuff on the list, but first I want to talk a little Sixers. I'm just looking more and more at these two guys out of Rutgers. I have no interest in them whatsoever. I can't stand this crybaby NBA with all the players are so spoiled, and I feel like this is just a perfect example of that. If you tell me, I know everyone says Rutgers is horrible, and that's why they couldn't win, but you take two of the best three prospects in the nation, you put them on the same team, not only can they not even get into the tournament, they can't even get a winning record. It just shows those guys go out there just to showcase themselves. They don't want to win. They don't want to compete. They just want money and that lifestyle. And that's why they won't be able to work with the team on the next level, because they didn't learn how to work with the team right now. I just wanted to say I would never touch those guys, not with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I think you have to at least be suspicious of it.
No doubt.
Yeah, when we had Jerry Recko on, we asked Jerry about it, like, why weren't they better? He's like, well, the team wasn't good, and this guy was hurt. And Steve, I still keep coming back to what you're saying. I'm like, okay, right, but we're saying that one guy's going to be the second pick in the NBA draft, and one guy's going to be the third pick in the NBA draft. And when you look, like, at least here, we had Markel Fultz, whose team was bad. That didn't work out. Ben Simmons, whose team was bad. Yep. That didn't work out.
Yep.
But, Steve, I don't think you have anything to worry about, because Dylan Harper's going to go two, and I don't think they're going to take Ace Bailey. So I don't think you have anything to worry about.
I agree. Yeah, I really hope they do not take Ace Bailey. And my points on the list, I would say Zach Bond has got to be an absolute lock for this list. I know different people have different type of criteria, but for me, it's mostly who did best, you know, with over the last year. And I think you can make an argument that Zach Bond was the best defensive player on the team last year, or at least produced more than anyone else.
I agree.
Um, I, I think having Trey Turner on there above him, Trey Turner recency bias is crazy. I mean, he should not be on there over Zach Bond. It's not even close.
Well, he's not.
Not even close.
Just so you know, neither guy made the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't give you the all. Yeah.
Yeah. Neither guy made the official list.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was more just saying lists I hear throughout the day. I'm like, come on. The Zach Bond guy is not getting the credit he deserves. But yeah, that's basically all I had.
All right, Steve.
All right. Appreciate it. I got to tell you, Spike.
Yeah.
I'm leaning on you, dude. I this pick next week.
It's tough.
I don't know what the hell's going on, man.
It's tough.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. I've been talked in and out of Ace Bailey within a month.
All right. So
it doesn't sound good. This dude doesn't want to work out for certain teams. He's trying to finagle ways so he can be a star player on his own.
So Ace Bailey actually visits the Sixers tomorrow, and then I think he works out on Friday or whatever.
Are you going to be camped out at outside of Camden saying don't come?
No, John Clark, I'm sure.
Clark, you'll be there.
I think they're going to trade back. So I like, which makes it a different conversation.
Yeah.
I think they would love to trade back is my sense. I don't think they'd take Ace Bailey at 3. I don't think they would. No. And here's the other thing. And again, I'm repeating. I am not a draft expert. I just watch highlights of the guys. I watched both guys this week. Watched a lot of Dylan Harper YouTube, a lot of Ace Bailey YouTube. Dylan Harper is a pretty impressive guy when you watch. He is very good with both hands. He's a great finisher. He's a really good passer. The shooting numbers are not good, but when you watch him, he looks pretty good.
He's Harden.
And he's lefty.
Yeah, he is lefty. It's just like I was pretty impressed watching Dylan Harper. The thing about Ace Bailey is, even when you watch his highlights, everything that you hear negative about him as a player, you see in his highlights. There are no easy shots in Ace Bailey highlights. And what worries me is not that I'm glad that he can hit hard shots, but like the best players get themselves easy shots.
Easy shots, yes.
And like you watch, and all of his highlights are him hitting difficult shots, fading away, blah, blah, blah. I just like the two things I worry about with him are his handle does not appear to be very good, and his first step doesn't appear to be very good. And when you're 6'8 and you can't handle already, people can become better shooters. It is rare that a player has a sloppy handle in college and then becomes a good ball handler in the NBA. Right. Like, that's right. Not one skill that gets better. So if they stay at 3, my gut would be they will take Edgecombe, who I've enjoyed watching and seems like the kind of player who always seems to murder us in playoff series.
Yeah.
Like, reminds me of, he's not similar to Josh Hart a lot, but his motor is similar to Josh Hart.
Well, he's more athletic than Josh Hart.
He is from a leaping standpoint. And I think he's a better shooter than Josh Hart is. Josh Hart is not a good shooter at all.
Yeah.
But like,
I think I just have Zaire fear with him. Zaire is a worse shooter, but like both didn't have great handles. Both could jump out of the building. Both had dog in them before the sesame allergy.
Yeah, I'm not defending the Zaire Smith pick, but what happens if he doesn't almost die?
I was pro Zaire, by the
way. Yeah,
I like Zaire Smith.
Yeah.
Why?
He shut down Jalen Brunson in the Elite Eight that year.
He was pretty impressive college player.
He was awesome. He was awesome.
I hated that pick.
Now he's a
they traded for him, right?
That was the Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges, yeah.
Now he was a 6'4 power forward, which I don't know, it was a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know, I remember that draft. I wanted my guy from State.
Bridges. I think Zaire Smith was 6'6.
Bridges, what's the dude in Denver?
Oh, Michael Porter. Michael Porter Jr.
I love Michael Porter Jr.
I was a Porter Jr. guy coming out.
Before his back injuries, he lost all that athleticism. Michael Porter was a problem.
Oh, I've won a lot of money on Michael Porter threes. You kidding me?
Right,
5+?
Yeah, sweet shooter, too.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny. No, everyone brings up Mikal Bridges with that draft, right? With that pick. And it feels like SGA never gets brought up.
Yes.
And he went a pick after.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. It's like no one can remember that he was picked 11th.
I didn't remember it just now.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
All right. We have leading off coming up, right? We do have leading off.
Let's get back on the winning track.
I would like that.
With this team.
I would like that. Maybe a couple calls for you. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which is more likely to happen with the Castellanos-Thompson situation? It'll blow over or it'll hurt the team. 83.5% say it'll blow over.
There you go.
We will talk about that more during the leading off, which is coming up in a bit. Kay Cool in North Philly, you're on WIP. K Cool and the gang. Frank in South Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Frank?
What's up?
What up, Frank?
How are you guys? I was just calling to give you guys my top 11.
Awesome.
You were talking about it.
All right, might as well.
Yep.
Sorry.
Uh-oh. Is that a cat? Yeah.
No, that's my son. Sorry. My top 11, I'm going to start with 11. I have Devontae Smith. 10, I have Vaughn. 9, I have Tyrese Maxey. I know
Whoa. A
lot of you guys don't have him on there, but I have him on my list.
So that's interesting. He did not have a good year last year. Why? I'm just interested in you having Tyrese Maxey over Bond.
Can I give you my all that after I finish?
Sure. Might as well. Okay.
Okay. Eighth, I have Michkov.
Okay.
Eight, I think he has tremendous upside. I think he's really that good. I'm predicting a 30-goal season next year, 25 assists.
All right.
That's just my take on him. I know Broads will be happy about that one.
Yep.
Number seven, I have Schwarber. He's been pretty consistent for the Phillies. So I have him at 7. 6, I have Carter. I know he just missed my top 5. I think he's really good.
Okay.
He just misses it, though. I have Bryce Harper at 5. I think you had Harper at 5, too, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he has one MVP, and he's pretty consistent in the playoffs. But I have him at 5.
Yep.
This will probably shock a lot of people here. I have Joel Embiid at 4.
Wow. The only list I've seen so far that has both Embiid and Maxey on it.
Yeah.
I have Embiid at 4. I mean, he also has an MVP, and he's been pretty dominant. I know he's, injury prone, but when the guy plays, he's pretty freaking good. So he's definitely on my list. I know you guys probably think it's a little high, but I think somebody else had him at number 4
Broads
on their
did.
List.
Yeah.
Broads, yeah.
Yeah. And who's 3, 2, and 1?
Okay, so 3, 2, and 1. I know it's going to be.
You're pushing me here, really. Frank. What's 3, 2, and 1?
AJ Brown at 3.
Okay.
I think he's pretty dominant. Number 2, I have Saquon Barkley. He had an amazing year last year. And number 1, I have Zach Wheeler, of course. I mean, the guy's been consistent for 5 or 6-plus years with the Phillies.
Now, Frank, dominant. I just want to just double check. You did have
Jalen Hurts is not on my list.
Neither is.
All the time you need. What do you think? Why?
Neither is Lane Johnson or Jordan Mailata.
I understand that. Part of it, the Lane Johnson Mailata. I know I was going to get feedback on that.
Yeah.
However, I know they're Lane Johnson's future Hall of Famer. I think he's great and all that. I just switched my list up a little bit compared to others because
I know, but why? I'm gonna dig into this. Tyrese Maxey over Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Jalen Hurts. Why is Tyrese Maxey over Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Jalen Hurts?
I think Tyrese Maxey really does make a difference. I know a lot of people aren't higher on him for the Sixers standpoint, but I know the Sixers are down the dumps because they had a bad year last year.
I understand, but again, he's made one All-Star team. It wasn't even last year. Lane Johnson is a guaranteed Hall of Famer. Jordan Mailata graded out as the best offensive lineman in football, and Jalen Hurts just won Super Bowl MVP. So why Maxey over those guys?
I just feel like with a healthy team, I think the Sixers will make some noise next year.
Okay.
See what happens with the third pick. I'm a big Sixers guy. I know it sounds a little biased here, but Jalen Hurts, I like him and all. I think he's great, but I mean.
Well, you obviously don't think he's great.
He doesn't turn the ball over that much and all, but if you look at it, the defense kind of like bailed him out, I think, all season last year, and they ran the ball a ton. So, I mean, when you only throw the ball 15 to 20 times a game, I mean, you're obviously not going to turn the ball over that much, in my opinion. But, yes, he did have his 2 games at the end of the year, which mattered most. But Saquon pretty much carried, I think, the offense pretty much the whole year. So that's my take on that.
Okay, Frank. I appreciate the call. That was the most creative list of the year, of the week, right?
Well, he wanted to get the people going.
Yeah.
Well, he certainly has the worst list I think I've heard.
Clickbait?
There you go.
Rage bait by Frank.
That was rage bait. Wow. His delivery was a little rage baity, too.
Only for you.
Well, I was falling asleep.
Yeah,
over
you
here.
Think the do you think the cars are still on the Schuylkill? You think we're still awake
Everybody's
out there?
Just listening out there, they're like, man, get us through this.
I wanted to hear the kids top 11.
Yeah, or a cat. You don't know if it was a kid or a cat.
It was
right?
tough to tell.
Yeah.
It was tough to tell.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton in Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Drink. The listeners at 2:36 p.m.
That's when you brought up the Jalen Carter sack of
Oh, yes.
On the Spike Eskin drinking.
But I didn't bring up
Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen.
There you go. All right. See, so it's a win for me. I still didn't even say
that. The listeners only had one drink during the show today.
Yep. See, I'm keeping everybody safe.
That's good.
Keeping big everybody's caloric intake down. What's next?
Get my neck roll!
Ike, oddly excited about learning how Zach Bond and Zach Wheeler spell their first names.
Yeah, you were thrilled.
Well, because here's the thing. Instead of just looking it up.
Yes.
Every time I'm going to write their name about anything, I'm always confused. Is it C-H or C-K?
Or which is the correct way to spell it?
I still don't know. I'm confused. Well, you said C-K, right?
C-K is how they spell it. But I think C-H is the real way.
You mean the correct way to spell it? Oh, yeah.
Zachary.
It's not my name. You're right. Zachary is C-H. Yeah.
But Zach's just Zach.
If you're just named Zach, that's fine. If it's Zachary, should be C-H.
I will admit, I'm probably more prone to go with C-H unless you correct me.
Yeah, somebody call Bond and Wheeler.
And Zach Wheeler.
Yeah, get him to fix that. What's next?
I'm with Ike. Casty was being selfish, and the important thing is the team. Alec Bohm crying in the dugout after a win.
Well, hold on. I didn't make excuses for Bohm when he did that.
No.
I did not.
It almost got you off the boom.
It did. Exactly. Yeah. Almost. Thanks. Yes. Yeah. It almost got me off of there. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Yeah, Casty ran me a little hot earlier.
Yep. That is good. This is a good take out of you. What's next?
Is this guy okay? Danny Briere and Voorhees.
We need to send all the Flyers in 50 to Voorhees in the Flyers skate zone or whatever.
Dude, he is out of his mind.
Do you think they know about Rhodes?
I think so.
They have to.
They have to? Yeah. Well, certainly, yeah.
There's not many interesting, you know,
Flyers
creators out there.
Yeah. He's interesting. He's something else. Now, by the way, he comes all geared up now that he's on video when he's on with us.
Yes.
He's always got a hockey stick and he's decorating.
Oh, no, he's leaned into it. He's all the way in.
What did he say to you? The stick was langing and dangling or something?
The stick handling dangling.
Yeah. Dangling.
Yeah. What's that?
Another reason to not have Zach Bond on the list is because he came here from the Saints, and any player who's played for an NFC South team should not be on any list anywhere. Brode still taking unwitting shots at Ike.
He's like, he didn't have to play special teams like some loser.
Yeah, who would ever do that?
Yeah. Who would want to play special teams?
When the thirst backfires.
Yeah.
I let the first one go, but when he said it the second time, I'm like, hold on now. Treat us like we're less human or something.
Who would care about a linebacker who earned his way onto the field with special teams? All right, what's next?
You know what? It's obvious that you took this seriously, and I appreciate your effort. Spike whenever someone simply has Embiid anywhere on their top 11 list.
That is true.
It is not.
Yeah, it is, dude. Every single time there's Embiid on there, you're like, you know what? This makes a lot more sense.
No, I said Bros was creative. I didn't even say it was good.
Oh, man.
And I didn't like Elliott's list, and he had Embiid on there.
Well, his list was terrible.
He had a horrible list, too.
His list was terrible.
Well, yeah. And this is continued now privately in text messages about Zach Wheeler.
Well, he's just wrong about it.
Of course he's wrong, because he doesn't know anything about baseball.
Well, because he said, well, he didn't win a World Series, and number four, Kyle Schwarber. He hasn't won a World Series here.
Yeah. It's not as bad as Schmidt. But it's close.
It's pretty bad.
It's close.
Nothing is as bad as Schmidt.
By the way, Quinion Mitchell on the list because he won the Super Bowl. Not Zach Bond. Not on his list at all.
Just ridiculous.
Yeah. What's next?
Empathetic Spike when finding out the Tom Kelly song guy had his replacement surgery. Oh, man. God bless. Spike every second after that. You shouldn't be thanking anyone because you've done nothing at all and you've set back music by 50 years. Get well soon, though. Alex in Lancaster.
I can't argue that. That's what happened. I did. Was hoping for him because he just had his hip replaced. But also
said relatable, yeah.
But also he made up that he made the song, and then he continued to try to take credit for it.
Well, also, none of these callers are taking hints today. Like, the last caller just would not navigate to where we needed to navigate him to. Yeah. Just like Tom Kelly, song guy.
Yep. Now, the song guy was, that's one of the more underrated funny things that happened today.
Yeah.
Because Spike wouldn't let up, man.
Well, he's like, it's not just that I had AI do it. Well, did you, sing it? No. Did you rap it? No. Did you make the music? No. Did you produce it? No. Well, then I think, buddy, I think it was just the AI. I think it was. You're good at the prompts. You definitely instruct the AI really, really good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.